All right, Rav, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Resh Yud. We actually started this section, but let's begin it again. Lehitragel lachshov b'dvarim pshutim. To become accustomed to thinking about simple things. What does this mean? Bebechina echusis sha'omek ha'machshava. Yeshna avoda pnimis lehitragel lachshov b'dvarim pshutim. So remember again in this, what we call this echusis, in this call quantity, or I should say quality, of thought, there's an important avodah to contemplate and to spend time thinking about simple things. What does this mean? Mechad, b'chdei sha'adam yiknes omek ha'machshava, alav liknos kinyan shal machshava iyunis. Aval la'achar mikan, yeshna avodah lehitragel lachshov b'dvarim pshutim v'yiduim. Adam lokeach nosei ma'od yadua, v'choshei v'alav b'sheket, Mishanin osa od pam va od pam. Remember again, he says that a person goes ahead and after a person focuses on Reshiud. So after a person goes ahead and focuses on the depth of thought, and a person goes ahead and focuses on, you know, introspective thought, there's something to going ahead and focusing on what we'll call simple things. Adam lokeach nosei ma'od yadua. That means taking something that perhaps is simple or obvious to most. V'choshev alav b'sheket. And a person thinks about it in quiet. Mishanein osa od pam v'od pam. And he reviews it over and over. So he says, for example, limud haTorah, learning, banui al chazara, is built on repetition, is built on review. Of course, this is funny. This is ironic that we're learning this because, you know, the detractors of Daf Yomi, so their greatest objection to Daf Yomi is too fast, too much, no system of review, which is probably the only Achilles heel of Daf Yomi. But he says, yet in general, Talmud Torah, because in general, it's not just Talmud Torah, in order to retain anything, you have to be able to review. He says, v'gam kach, omek tfisa machshava shal nefesh, yesh lehitragel lachshava l'shaim dvar pshutkim. The same way that in order to retain any general knowledge, it's good to review it, so too, in order to go ahead and grasp deep thought, or to grasp the deepness of my soul, it's important to think about and contemplate simple things. Again, we're going to define this more. Dvreshis, gam mibchina chitzonis, misheragel lachshava dvar pshutim, Yitragel limtso omek dvar mapshutim. O yoser nachon shechashav sheim pshutim. So we'll say what happens is, what the Mechaber is driving at over here is that there are quote-unquote simple things in life that we often don't pay much attention to. But in reality, there's no such thing as a simple thing in life. Even the things that we think are simple, even the things we think are obvious, it's important to spend time thinking about them, because as we think about them, we begin to realize, you know what, they're not so obvious. Look what he writes over here. Hachazon ish zatzal, haya omer shehu lo makir dvarim b'shutim mechayim. The Chazon Ish said that in his worldview, there was nothing simple in life. Nothing is simple in life. Eich ze yachol lihios. How could that be that there's nothing simple in life? Hachuvihi, shekol davar pashet, tomein b'chova omok. Because the idea is even the most simple ideas are really embedded in a much deeper construct. Because very often when we classify things as simple things, we stop really introspecting or thinking about them. We have stopped thinking about them because of the simpleness or simplicity that we have attributed to it. Avodas ha'adam lehisragel lachshav b'dvarim pshutim. Od pam va'od pam. It is the avoda of man to habituate himself to thinking about simple things over and over. Adam lokeach yedia misuyemes umeshanin osam b'sheket pnim b'soch mocho. Excuse me. Thank you. A person takes something that they consider to be simple, and a person spends time thinking about it in quiet, but often to be. Who lefesa yiskala omek pesoch habshitas. Now, also, just to give you an idea, what we're talking about over here. For example, you know, before this sefer, we learned Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim, in the introduction, one of the things that the Mechaber Moshe Chaim Lutzato writes is he says that there are no chidushim. There's nothing new in this sefer. So he writes in about Musas Hashem, which if you think about it, like as an author, right, is probably the worst thing you could write if you want to sell books, right? There's absolutely nothing in there you don't know already, right? Nothing, no novel insights, which of course tells you that he wasn't trying to sell books. So what, remember what the Ramchal was saying was that the entire Musas Hashem, which is just simply a playbook for trying to figure out how to build self, how to build a moral, ethical life. He said, there's no chidushim here. Everything I'm going to tell you is simple. So if it's so simple, so why don't we know it? It's because very often it's the simple things in life that people overlook. We spend all of our time focusing on the complex, so that the simple stuff we assume that we know, the simple stuff we take for granted, and that's why the simple stuff is often just simply overlooked by everyone. And that's again, when you learn Masechta Yesharim, the amazing part is that when the Rachal says something, you read it, you ingest it, you think about it, and you say, wow, like that. Why? I knew it, but I didn't know it. Like I intellectually, I'm not surprised by what he said. It's intuitive, but yet I never really knew it in terms of practice, in terms of actual life ideals. So the Chabir is saying the same idea, that so much of life, of meaning in life, can be found just in contemplation of the little things, taking the time to think about little things, because as the Chazanich said, in reality, once we think about it, in life, there are not too many little things. He goes on, top of Reishit Aleph. Aval lo rak zohi tachlis hadvarim. Hatachlis, hi lahargil es ha-machshava, lachshov machshava timidis, bedvarim pshutim. The goal over here is to constantly think about even the simple things. Dvarim pshutim, heim yedios ma'od pshutos. What are these dvarim pshutim? What are these simple things? These are ideologies or ideas that are very simple and straightforward. L'chol adam yish es yisodos ha-chayim, shagabei mubon es chayav. Every person has the foundations of life upon which he builds his life. Kol echad v'yisodosav v'darchi chashivuso, hu lokeach es ha-yisod ha-yimsuyim hazeh, v'chozer alav od pam v'od pam. Every person goes in and takes these fundamentals and reviews them over and over. B'shlav misuyam hu yigale bo, Omek shad achshav lo sham lev elav klal. And then as I review it, I begin to pay attention to it in a way that I did not do so before. Al av shebevada yoda es hadvarim, even though of course I knew these things beforehand. Avahu lo tafas es omek hamashmos hanignos bahem. But I never really took the time to think about it, to contemplate the complexities in them. He says, for example, mashal ma davadomer. So listen to this mashal. Nikach check. Person takes a check, al sach mea elef dollar. Halavai wishol bizocha. Right. So I have a check made out to me for I have a check made out to cash for $100,000. Halavai. It's Monday. You never know. Right. Venitan oso liyeled ben sheva. And what happens? I give it to a 7-year-old. Hulo mevin ma hu machzik biyad. That child does not understand. Oh, you see, tell him, look, this is worth a lot of money. So what does the child say? Okay, right? Right? And the child has absolutely no idea. Well, a lot of money. So what can you do with a lot of money? I can buy ice cream, right? I can buy whatever. I can buy a bicycle. I can buy whatever it is. But the child has absolutely no idea as to how much that check actually represents. How you sell those, how you do them, Lano, very often in life, the foundation principles that we know, shavim harbi osim elef dollar. We'll say there are some simple ideals in life that are worth much more than $100,000. Rak she'anachnu hisragalnu lehisyaches elehem ke'eser aguros. Yet, we treat them as if they're only worth 10 agurot. Im adam yisragel lachshav otpam va'otpam bedvar ha'pshutim va'yiduim. If a person begins really to put in significant time to thinking about the simple, pashut, straightforward ideas, hu yigale omek lifnim mina omek shehu lo ragil ba, he will discover a level of depth, of intensity that he had never seen before. Well, so I'll just give you just a simple example of this. So just using, for example, the Ramchal. So remember again, what's the first shar, the first section in Mesias Yesharim, is what Ramchal calls shar hazihirus. What's zihirus? So Ramchal defines that zihirus is paying attention. Zihirus is acting, is thinking before you act. Zihirus is thinking about before you engage in a particular activity or action. Is this good? Is it bad? Does it help advance my goals? Not advance my goals? Very simple. Very simple, straightforward stuff of thinking before you act, weighing your life actions, which by definition necessitates having life goals. Where am I going? What am I working towards? And then I ask, does this particular action get me closer to that goal or further from that goal? Simple. You know, I would venture to say this is something that probably 98% of the people do not do. Not because we don't care, but because we don't even think about it. We just don't even think about it. So that's what he's referring to over here. Here I'm saying, you guys, if a person lives life with zehiros, imagine for a moment if we thought every single time before we acted, and if we literally measured every single action to decide, is this getting me closer to my life goal or further from my life goal? Imagine what our lives would look like if we lived life with that level of thought. So what's the chap? The chap is, therefore, we have this $100,000 check and we simply do not go ahead and know the actual value of it. So that's what he's referring to over here. This is this yisod ultimately again of lehitragel lachshov bedvarim pshutim. To go ahead and habituate myself to going ahead and thinking about simple things. All right, let's do one more piece. B'mamar ha-muskar, eini mevin shadvarim el ulai kvedim, aval zeh shlav b'chaim shechayavim la'avod also. So say, look what he puts in the bracket over here. He says, I understand that what I'm asking is a lot. I do understand that. I understand it's ask a lot, but at the end of the day, there are some things that are difficult, but you still have to do it. Adam ha-mistapik b'shlav ma'kalim, ve'in rotzeh li'kanes l'talich ha'omok yoser, domohu la'adam ha-yotzim Yerushalayim l'kivun Tel Aviv, magia adak nisa li'ir, va'otzer lo nichnas l'soch ha'ir. So the Mechaber says there's something amazing. He says, if I don't take the time to think about the simple things in life, if I don't take the time to think about the simple things, do you know what it's like? It's like saying that I know that I need to travel from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, and what happens? I get to the entranceway of the city in Tel Aviv, and what happens? I stop there. Mission accomplished. Why mission accomplished? I got to Tel Aviv. But you didn't get to your destination. You didn't get to where you want to go to. So the Mechaber says, this is such a profound mashal, right? He says that so often in life, we've got the right direction, we even know where we need to go, and we make it right to the gates of the city. But yet, because we don't spend the time thinking about the little things that really would allow us to accomplish and to fully actualize our life objectives, we make it to the entranceway of the city of our goal, but we don't make it to the desired destination. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up this last paragraph on Reish Yud Aleph tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.